Honestly, I think we're all still in shock. Ice hockey in the UK is a close-knit family. From the time playing it, from the time covering it on TV at Sky Sports, you're part of a community with ice hockey. And this has sent ripples globally. It's truly shocking what has happened. And quite frankly, honestly, everyone's still in shock. So I think that the process of grief and having to deal with this and all of the safety measures that people are talking about and all the impact of social media today, it's a really, really difficult time.
Yeah, it is. It's a terrible thing to have happened. He's been described as not only an outstanding ice hockey player, but a great teammate. The impact that it's had, not only on his teammates, the crowd that was watching live, and also on yourself and the ice hockey community. How will it come together, do you think, to cope with this?
As it always does, as I say, ice hockey, because of the nature of the game, it is a dangerous sport. I mean, you're out there on a sheet of ice with 11 other guys, and you know, everyone's got two skates on, and the blades are of different sharpness depending on what the player wants, and then the sticks and a puck that goes 100 miles an hour, and you know, players skating at speeds, you know, over 15 to 20 miles an hour, so, and boards that have very, very little forgiveness in them, so it's a really dangerous sport. So by its nature, you know, players get on the ice knowing that there is an inherent risk, and there is there even in fighting involved. It's a very physical game. You know, adrenaline gets going, the crowds get involved. And in that, I think because of that, the nature of the game, that's why it's such a community sport. That's why people learn so much about the game. They build such high levels of resiliency. And the bonds that players make, it's something I wanted to even try to get out this morning, is that I really miss my old teammates. And it's something that's really coming home to me now as a guy. I haven't played hockey for 25 years, but I miss it. And I think that's the uniqueness of this sport because of all of the different elements of it. So the community will come together. Unfortunately, because of the circumstances, it will come together. It comes together under different circumstances, but because of the severity is what has happened, I have complete and utter hope that people will come together and support one another as they should.
Nick, I'm going to ask you, though, as a former player, would you consider not playing again, having witnessed what some of those players will have witnessed last night?
Oh, I mean, the thought would definitely cross your mind. I think it crossed, on the Sunday morning, you know, I have a little guy that I was bringing it onto the ice. He's 7 years old and he was doing his skating sessions. And I was like, you know, do I really want him doing this? And then it's in reflection and in thought that this happens very, very rarely. You know, you get broken bones and you get stitches, you get some teeth knocked out. But to have someone pass away as a result of a skate to the neck is extremely rare. So although the thoughts will cross players' minds, especially those guys that were on the ice and those guys that witnessed it, it will cross their mind. But, you know, the pull of the game, the pull of the camaraderie will probably, people will come through this.
What about the governing body, Nick? Will they kind of think about the fact that they obviously don't ever want to see this happen again? The incident itself has sparked calls for introductions of mandatory neck guards in the sport. Do you think that's something that they will look at and enforce?
Oh, for sure. I actually don't even think they'll have to make it mandatory. I think a lot of players will just step up and lead by example and do it, because I know in England, under 18s have to wear them. It's mandatory for anyone under 18 wearing them. And they're not skating anywhere near the speeds as the guys in the Elite Ice Hockey League. So I think guys will make a personal choice just because they'll want children to follow the lead. I think they'll make the choice to wear them. I think that how they are made nowadays, and I think that the work that will go in to make them lighter, stronger, and not so heavy to wear. And I think that players will start to wear them out of their own accord. But also I think that the leagues will step up and make statements to make sure that they mitigate any harm or damage that happens to players. So that will mean bringing in probably mandatory neck and wrist guards for players.
Just finally then, Nick, you know, if you were perhaps a parent watching now and your child wants to go into playing ice hockey. What would be your advice? You know, what would you say to a parent that's considering that right now?
Oh, it's such a personal decision, but I am a parent who has a kid who plays, and I'll be bringing him to hockey on Saturday. It's a beautiful game. And as I say, this is so, so rare that something this severe happens. So I would keep coming. But again, it's a personal choice. I think that people who are directly there and you know, saw the horrific scenes, I think that they'll probably take some time to reflect and heal from it, which I hope everybody does. I hope everyone reaches out to the proper channels so that they can get some help, because this will create a lot of need to heal, because you know, and also it was seen so far on social media. But I love the game. I love what it stands for, and I know this was a horrific accident, but like as I say, I'll have my kids out on the ice this weekend.
Okay, Nick, thank you so much for joining us today in such difficult circumstances.